commenting on the hadith that says, those performing qurbani should not touch their hair and skin at all during the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. The renowned commentator of the Holy Quran and Hadith, Hakim al-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan, Ali Rahmatullah Nan, has said, the rich intending to perform the wajib qurbani or the poor intending to perform nafil qurbani should neither cut their nails, hair and dead skin, not get them cut by anyone. In order to bear a little resemblance to Hujjaj, because Hujjaj cannot get their hair cut in the state of ihram, so that the qurbani may become a fidya for freedom from hell for every hair and nail. However, this commandment is mustahab, not wajib. That means it is not obligatory, but preferable, and preferable acts, mustahabbat, should also be acted upon as much as possible. However, if someone cuts his nails and hair, then it's not a sin, neither does it affect the qurbani. His qurbani will be valid. Therefore, this is better, not obligatory, for the person performing qurbani not to get his hair cut. It signifies that imitating the righteous ones is also righteousness. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.